Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Angel Manguel. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, J. John Stone. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy moves to second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneras is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneras hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tenarche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Campanera steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Melton applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a line drive into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendrick moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Chuck Dobson. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt bunts, foul, towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campaneris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Jackson steals third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 3 in the game. Tenarche strikes out. Two outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Joe Rudy now playing left field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Campanera strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.